Heidi and Frank show. Thank you for joining us. If you're just now joining the show, Joe Mantegna is on the phone with us from Criminal Minds, one of the best shows out
there. It's on tonight. I never miss it. Love it.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, except I found a bat in my cereal this morning, too, so this is terrible.
It happens. It happens. I love you, Joe Mantegna. I love Criminal Minds. It's one of those shows that I never miss. I record it, but I never miss it, and it's on tonight at 9 o'clock on CBS, and you are awesome on it.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, and this episode tonight is one, it was an idea that I'd had a couple seasons ago, and I pitched it, and they finally, you know, we were able to, you know, get it written. My assistant, who's a writer, co-wrote it with one of the staff writers, and my dear friend Meshack Taylor is in the episode, and so I couldn't be happier with the way this episode came
out. Look for it. It's the Fallen.
This episode was, the whole concept, it was your idea?
Yeah, well, I'd always wanted my character to, you know, I'm very active with our United States military, mm-hmm. and I just felt that, you know, a show that's been on for 8 seasons, as our show has, I think it's important to do, you know, backstories. In other words, look into the behind the scenes of our characters sometimes. And so we established that my character had a military background, and so I wanted to do a story that would deal with that and show that sometimes, you know, deal with a real issue involving that. And in this case, it's homelessness among our veterans. And so we're able to incorporate that storyline into a story of, you know, my character going back to, oh my God, I've run into a guy that I was in Vietnam with when I was like a teenager,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's one of the aspects of the story. And it's very, people will see it. I think it's a very powerful story.
Is this the first one, the first Criminal Minds episode that you sort of, well, essentially wrote?
Well, I don't know how the biz works,
you know.
I mean, what are you talking about? You didn't write anything.
Yeah.
But I influenced it, I mean, somewhat in the sense of the idea. But there was another one where they established that I had 3 wives, and I pushed toward, well, then let's do an episode that at least deals with one of them, which we did. We did it was a two-parter, which dealt with one of my former wives. So, I mean, again, like I say, it's we're always going to do shows that are going to deal with the crime. But then I think the fans, we owe it to our fans who have invested in the show to show them a little more about our characters themselves. And so to show this military aspect of my character, his past, his background, I think was important, and I think it came out really, really well. And so I'm just real thrilled that the show's...
By the way, Joe Mantegna on the phone with us, happy birthday. It was yesterday, right? Or...
It was yesterday.
But there's a weird thing about... It's the most bizarre story about birthdays I've ever heard. Tell people when you thought your birthday was and when it is.
Well, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and I were both born on the same... have the same birthday, and I remember telling him this story once on the show, because what it is my parents changed my birth certificate when I was born so that I could start school earlier, so my mother could get back to work. So they were doing it for proper reasons.
Right.
But they didn't tell me about it until I was 16 years old, because they were afraid that, you know, like, I guess the truant officer police would put me back in kindergarten once I was in high school when they found out I was...
Yeah, it's like the big secret, the family secret.
Born on the wrong day. So I didn't find out until I had to ask for my birth certificate when I got my driver's license at 16.
Now, did
so
they,
at 16, I looked at the, you know, I could tell that they had
like
altered my...
13.
Did they always celebrate it on the 13th and was like, oh, we just celebrate it later? It's like...
Yeah, well, you know, what it was is that it was always... I would celebrate it on November 10th, because that's what they told
me. So you could start school, yeah.
So 16 years later, I found out it was actually the 13th.
So do you still, like on November 10th, do you still say, this is my sort of birthday?
Well, or what you know, do you what's do? Funny is, November 10th is the Marine's birthday.
It all works out.
My character on Criminal Minds is a former Marine, and this episode tonight actually deals with that. So maybe it was serendipitous. It was like, you know, maybe it was like something in the stars that said, you know, okay, we're going to have you born for the first 16 years of your life. You and the Marines are going to share this in common. So
you didn't have any military experience yourself in real life, did you?
No, I have a lot of military in my family, and it was only due to circumstances that I did it myself. It was one of those things where I tried to join at 18 and to be a pilot, and I flunked this eye test, and then I got a high draft number, And then, so I didn't think about it for a long time. I was like, oh, I guess, was it meant to be? And then years later, I think it resonated in me that, you know what, if my vision had been better, who knows how things would have turned out.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have you as an actor, and then the taste of Chicago and Burbank.
I'm proud to at least represent our military when given the opportunity.
Now, did I dream this, or did you, a long time ago, were you part of a rock band that ended up becoming Chicago?
Was that right?
Well, that's not quite true. What it was is we used to tour together. They were a group called the Missing Links at the time, and I was in a band called the Apocryphals, and we were both out of Chicago, and we would tour with them often.
How'd you get that name, the Apocryphals?
Yeah, one of my drama teacher came up with that name, and we thought, that's
cool. Yeah.
Let's do that. But we did pretty well. I mean, we would open for acts like Neil Diamond and stuff like that. I mean, we were a good cover band. We were a good opening act band. But then when I saw what happened to the Missing Links, they changed their name to Chicago Transit Authority and then ultimately Chicago. And then I saw what they were doing and realized, you know what, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We don't have that talent to write music and at the level they were. Like now, I said, we were a good cover band.
Now, Joe, you and I have friends in common. Ann and Alan, I won't say their last name, but I think you knew them in Chicago, but they're in Indianapolis now.
Absolutely.
So I met them out here through another couple friends, and they said that when we talked to you, that I should ask you about, is it your Uncle Woody, Uncle Willie?
Uncle Willie, yes. Well, he just turned 90 years old. He's, again, he's part of the reason why I'm so active with the military. He was in World War II. He's fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He just turned 90, but this guy, I have to, I have to be on my top of my game to keep up with him. I fly him out here every year. I take him with me. We play in the Frank Sinatra golf tournament.
At 90, he's still playing golf?
Oh, yeah. He's my mother just turned 97. And my aunt, their sister, just turned 95. So that side of my family.
So Joe Montaigne is going to be around a long time.
It's a secret in the family
I'm
sauce.
I'm looking at 110. I'm looking with medical advantage.
That's a good number.
I don't know, but God bless them. Yeah, that side of my family is like they're like the Energizer bunnies. They just keep going. Those
old Italians, right?
Old Italians, exactly.
Before you joined us today, we were talking to the audience about their cuddling habits. So when you and your wife Arlene are at home at night, do you have cuddle sessions?
Yeah, we've been together for over 40 years, her and I.
Oh, so no more, huh?
No, come on now.
A few cuddle sessions in there somewhere.
No, you got to let, what, you like snuggle on the couch and watch good movies and snuggle,
yeah,
right?
No, I've been very fortunate that way. I mean, she's been through a lot with me. I mean, we've known each other since she was in high school.
Are you still romantic with her, or is this like, hey?
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, we our kids are grown up now. It's every marriage is like a roller coaster. The thing is to hang on when the curves get wild, you know what I mean?
There'll be some screaming.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be some screaming.
You're probably going to vomit.
And stuff. But if you can hang on, you can maybe enjoy the ride, you know.
Well, Joe, it's been great talking to you again, man. I'm sorry my voice is all shot today.
No, my pleasure. I was just thinking about it. I think I first did it when I was doing Joan of Arcadia. I think I did your show. And
yep.
I'm thinking, wow, we've all been through a lot together.
That was another great show that you were on.
And now look where we are here at 95.5 KLOS. Can you believe we got this job?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I want to come to a Taste of Chicago sometime at Burbank. I heard it's an amazing restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant, Taste Chicago. It's come on a Friday, especially on Fridays. We get a lot of old Chicago actors come and hang out there. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah, I would love to.
So check out Criminal Minds Wednesdays, 9 p.m. on CBS. And tonight, the episode The Fallen with Joe Montaigne. Thanks so much, buddy.
My pleasure. Take care.
Talk soon. Thanks.
Take care. We'll be right back. 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.